I know every coach loves homecoming week.
Name one.
No, how's this week going so far?
I think a typical homecoming week, a lot of distractions, but you know, the kind of kids start worrying about that instead of the task at hand. So had to get their attention a little bit this week. So
coming off of a good effort last Friday night and a good outing, did that kind of change anything for you guys, is just as far as morale or mindset or intensity?
Well, I think it might have gave him some confidence, but you know, it's still no excuse not to work hard. And we haven't had the best week of practice, so I'm hoping that we are not going to revert back to our old ways here. But you know, big believer is you play like you practice. So we got one more day, and we're going to see if we can put it together. So
Spring Creek has looked awful tough so far. What do you see from them?
You know, this is a different type of Spring Creek team than what we've seen in the past. You know, last year, quite a bit. But historically, they haven't been able to throw the ball very well, but they do run the ball well. And this year, they're able to throw the ball well. And they're not running the ball too bad either. So they're pretty well balanced.
Pretty explosive.
They can be, yes. They put a lot of points up. They get on people and they put some points up. So,
what type of things do they do? What kind of sets do they run? And
you know, they run a lot of two back sets, a little bit awkward, a little bit different though. You know, their fullback is in there, usually offset one way or the other, and usually pretty tight. We call him a sniffer back because he's so tight the line of scrimmage. But besides trap, you know, he doesn't really carry the ball a whole lot. What he does is he's basically a pulling guard back there, and they use him to run, you know, their power scheme. They usually pull some sort of lineman and usually get their fullback involved in it too. So it's kind of like the old Washington Redskin counter tray stuff. First guy kicks out and second guy leads up in the hole. Well, they do it with a guard and a back, you know, that fullback sitting in there. But it's still basically counter tray.
And you talked about their throwing the ball. Do they throw downfield? Do they use a lot of screens?
Both.
You know, what?
Both.
What
they
type
like,
of
they like to stretch it. They like to go, they like the vertical game. Their Coach Jones' kid is a quarterback, and he throws the ball well in the vertical game. And they like to hit that number four receiver, who's actually pretty fast and has good hands. And then they have a pretty effective screen game too. So they can get you vertically, and they can get you horizontally too.
So do you guys have to try to do anything differently to stop them?
You know, I don't think so. You know, what we're going to do defensively, we're going to play solid. You know, to me, the key for us defensively to stopping the running game is going to be our defensive ends. You know, they got to do what their coach, they got to, you know, we don't believe in boxing or anything like that. We hard bend and we spill. And, you know, that really comes from our defensive ends. Our tackles got to sit in there. They're going to get double teamed probably just about every running play. They'll be double teamed. And then our ends have to crash down, and they got to spill it right now. They got to wrong arm it, and they got to spill it right now to our pursuit. If they can do that, we can handle their running game. In the passing game, we got a few little wrinkles here and there, but really, like in the screen game, that's basically hustle, running, get in pursuit, because they're going to catch the ball, but we got to try and limit the amount of yards after the catch that we can. And, you know, that's really just hustle, just hustle. The vertical game, we just got to make sure we stay over the top, you know, stay close to them. A lot of guys are getting beat, you know, when they're getting beat, you know, they're wide open. But, you know, if we can stay over the top and run with them, then we got a chance.
Do they do all their stuff out of the same formations most of the time? Or
no, I mean, they get in, they're kind of awkward formations there. It's not like a true tight end set or anything like that. A lot of times they don't even use a tight end. They get a couple wing sets there, but, you know, they may be in doubles. They may be in a trips formation, but that back sitting in there can actually can line up like in a quad set.
So they can do different things out of the same formation too?
Yeah.
So is that just a recognition thing for your guys? And
Yeah, it is. You know,
when a play starts to recognize what's coming.
Yeah. I mean, and they got a lot of tendencies in their formation. So when they line up in certain formations, there are certain things that we look for. You know, so they're kind of tendency oriented on their formations. So
you have guys looking for those kind of things on the field.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, there are some things that really stand out in their scouting reports, you know. And I like to go over them, but I don't want to share it with everybody. Yeah.
How about their defense? What kind of defense do they play?
Well, this year they line up like we do. But they don't play it like we do, you know. But they are lining up in a 4-4. We like to call ours a 4-2-5 because we do some different things. We can do different things in the secondary. But they line up in a 40. But last year, they also showed that defense. And when it came time to play, they jumped into a 50. So we've been practicing against a 50 a little bit also. Mainly the 40, but a little bit against the 50 in case they do that again.
Do you put a lot of time into your previous meetings with certain teams as in addition to what they're doing this year?
As long as their coaching staff is staying the same, we'll take a look at what they did last year to us, especially if it worked and they beat us last year. So I'd say it worked. And, you know, coaching staff is all the same. We're a little bit different option team this year than what we were last year. So maybe they would probably think that, you know, we get to the pitch a lot more this year than we ever have. And so maybe they will want to play that 40 front more where they're a little bit sounder on the perimeter than they have been. We'll see.
You mentioned Friday night, maybe getting a few guys back this week. Is it working out that way?
Yeah. I had two guys, and then we say that, and I had two kids that went home today sick. But, you know, like Jesse Hanneman is back with us. Carter Smith is almost back with us. Today was his final day of running around with no pads on or anything like that, and seeing how his symptoms were from a concussion. And then DJ Hill, he's back with us now. He got released. So we picked up, you know, three guys there. So, you know, our numbers were sitting up around 32, 33 again. So that's good. That's a good thing. Now, some of those guys have missed quite a few weeks. So now they got to get, number one, their legs back under them. They got to get back in some shape again. And, you know, we've progressed on, and they got to make sure that they caught up in their assignments and what they're doing.
So you kind of ease them back in slowly or kind of spot play them?
Spot play them and start to introduce them, especially like if we can get some immediate help out of them on special teams play, we'll start getting them on the field that way. And, you know, if they were a starter or something like that, then we just don't hand that back to them. They got to go battle it out again, you know, and try and compete for that position again.
You guys played a much cleaner game Friday as far as fewer penalties, turnovers. So do you think, like, maybe you've turned a corner in some of those aspects? Or?
We'll see Friday night. We'll see Friday night. I'd like to think so. I know what we did as a staff, we sat down and we trimmed a lot of stuff, what we were doing offensively. You know, we just feel like we had too much in and we weren't running the stuff that we needed to run really well. There were some other plays you would devote some practice time to that we just got rid of it. So it's not taken away. So we trimmed it down. So hopefully that works. Hopefully it helps.
And being 2-3 in the league, Spring Creek is 5-0. So do you even pay attention to where you are, what the other teams in the standings are, or do you just kind of tunnel vision and, you know, work on week by week?
You know, I still think that this league, and I think it's pretty even, you know. I mean, you can see the pack, and maybe it's starting to spread out a little bit, but, you know, I mean, I think there's weeks coming in there, and there's teams around there that may, well, let's take Sparks for an example, you know. They're 1-4. You know, we're not much better than them, but we feel we can beat anybody in our league on any given night. We just got to make sure that we play good football. And that's been our problem. We haven't played good football, you know, all 5 weeks. But Sparks, I'm sure, feels the same way, too. They're a quality team. They're 1-4, and I think that You know, any given night, if they play good football, they could probably beat just about anybody in the league. You know, so I don't think you let your guard down. Not this year. You know, it's pretty even.
How good is Spring Creek?
I think they're beatable. I think they're beatable, but we'll have to play really good. You know, we'll have to take care of the football. We can't have a bunch of turnovers. We'll have to play solid defense. We've got to take the ball, and we've got to use up clock, keep their offense off the field. You know, we'll have to do those things. But, yeah, I think we can beat them. But we just got to play good football.
All right. Well, thank you again for taking a few minutes. Good luck Friday night.
All right, Robert.